Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host, joined by my co-host, Cody Thompson. How you doing, Cody?
In the flesh, Pat.
In the flesh, in studio.
Dressed, but in the flesh.
So that's right. Yeah,
not in here, it live. Yeah.
And we've got Matt Lencioni, our engineer, keeping us on track here. And we've got Karen, a guest, just visiting to listen in. And what are we going to talk about today, Cody? What's our topic?
The topic is the benefits of being sick.
That's right. The benefits of being sick. You know, a lot of people in the world are sick right now. I'm recently recovered from COVID, as is just about everyone at our company. And dealing with being sick is a big part of our individual and collective lives right now. And so we thought it would be worth looking at the surprising or hidden benefits of sickness. Sounds kind of crazy, as it relates to individuals and organizations. Also, if you want to join my rock band, I have a new band. It's called Lingering Cough. And everyone I've talked to said they think they have a place in my band because this place seems like a tuberculosis laboratory here at the office because we're all still just got that dry cough.
That's right. I would make a great lead singer for that band only because I sound that hoarse all the time. No, I'm just...
I'm wondering, and I was kind of hoping I would sound really sick. I was like doing my, so it would be more effective, but I feel pretty, still kind of crappy, so.
Yeah, well, so, I'm glad we're here. I know you got, like, I got a little before you guys in a totally different state, so now we're all in the same place.
It's here great. We are, here we are. So let's talk about the benefits. Let's start with the personal benefits of being sick. And by the way, before we say this, our hearts go out to those that are chronically ill or have terminal illness. One of the things about being sick is the empathy we develop for others. And I don't know about others, but if you're like me, you probably do a lot of praying for people when you're sick and think, God, the people that have to deal with this all the time, I just cannot imagine. And I you drive by a hospital now and you look inside, you look at the windows there and you just think there are people in there suffering on an ongoing basis and may God bless them. So the empathy you feel for people who are dealing with ongoing sickness is really profound.
Yeah. And I appreciate this topic. When you first brought this to me to say, hey, I think we should talk about this, I was like, what do you mean the benefits of being sick? And even as you walk through that, I so much identify with that first point, which is this empathy where we generally take for granted being healthy. And when you're sick, you're just put in a position to really feel for people who experience this on an ongoing basis. And that's something that empathy leads to so many other things, prayer, gratitude, even joy, because you start with from this place of, boy, I care about this person who I never even thought about before.
Right. You know? And we're not in charge. God graces us with health and some people not as much. And we're not in charge. So it allows us to humble ourselves and to say, okay, so we can be empathic for others. We can also appreciate being healthy differently.
Yeah.
I think everyone who's ever gotten sick realizes, man, when I finally get better, I'm going to really appreciate that. And I think that we're meant to experience the lack of something so that we can appreciate that we actually have it sometimes.
Yeah. Both of those points are related. And in fact, before I go to the appreciation of being healthy, I think one of the things that always strikes me is you have a friend who has chronic back pain.
Yeah.
For years.
God like bless him.
Decades, right? And you talk about how he offers up his pain in prayer for other people. And I always think about him whenever I'm sick or unwell, because he just took this plight in his life and tried to turn it into something productive in terms of having empathy for other people, offering up his pain for others. So I think that that having empathy thing can be a complete game changer from a personal standpoint.
Right.
And then the appreciation for being healthy. I feel like this, more than anything, when I'm sick, I walk around with this, just thanking God and praising him for being healthy when you are healthy, because you totally take it for granted. I do the same thing even when, you know, whether it's a physical illness or if you twist your ankle playing basketball or golf, when you get injured and you can't perform your day-to-day life the way that you normally do, it's an opportunity to just appreciate, boy, how amazing is it when we're healthy and our bodies are functioning the way they should be?
Yeah. You know, you just reminded me of something I wasn't going to mention. I'd forgotten about it, but a woman named Mary, a friend of mine from church, she got breast cancer recently and the prognosis is looking pretty good now. But in the midst of it, and it was painful, and she said, hey, anybody, I'm praying. I'm really not feeling well. So let me know if you have any intentions, because I don't want to waste this suffering. I want to offer it up for others, which I think is amazing. The other benefit of being sick is the determination we have to get healthy again. And I think this is really important to be like, okay, I don't want to take it for granted. I want to remember what this feels like. And I want to do everything I can to the best of my knowledge or extent to preserve my health. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's another benefit, is it's to lose it. It gives you the will to do everything you can to preserve it going forward, to eat better, to exercise, to take care of yourself.
And I think it's worth mentioning, I don't know, we didn't say up front, but we're going to talk about what this means organizationally, right, and corporately, right, in terms of like companies.
We wouldn't be having this conversation, right, if it weren't for that.
But I think that this is the point where we make sort of that transition, is it's really important for us to be sick sometimes, to not only appreciate health, but to work towards health. And I think that when we make the jump over to talking about this, what this looks like from a company standpoint, you talk about the difference between sort of preventative measures and then sort of crisis management when you are sick. And what it does is it makes, after you've come back from being sick, you start to think differently about like, boy, what can I do to never be in that place again?
Right.
And when you do that personally, you're eating well, you're exercising, you're sleeping better. And then when you do it corporately, it's like, well, let's focus on the health of the organization before we, so that we can avoid ever being in that position again.
Exactly. Now, and that brings us to this idea. What we do is organizational health. We've said that for years. I remember 23 years ago, we were like, what should we call this field that we're in? And we couldn't think of anything else. It's like keeping your organization healthy. But here's the thing. Every organization gets sick, just like every person does. There's not a human being that can say, I've never been sick.
It's part of life.
But as an organization, when we get sick, it's really easy to feel shame, to feel this sense of, well, how could we have done that? How did we get dysfunctional? And to make it even worse, it's when you're an organizational health company who tries to help other companies avoid getting sick. When we get sick, which we all do, and I'm not talking about with COVID, I'm talking about dysfunctionality or morale issues or anything else. Yeah. We all have to realize this is part of the process. No organization avoids that. And it's really important that we don't despair when our organization gets sick, or that we don't start to think, oh, we're never going to get better. I can't believe we let this happen. This is the end. And I think when I get physically ill, I sometimes feel that way. I wonder if I'm ever going to get better. But in my own company, when things are not good, I feel even worse.
Yeah.
Like, how did we let this happen?
Well, I also think it's interesting when you think about the comparison, is like, I think our bodies, well, obviously we're always in this state of degeneration once you reach, I don't know whatever age it is, right? But our bodies tend to want to get better. That's like the immune system is constantly fighting to say, let's get better. I think in organizations, the natural state is toward dysfunction. So it's like we actually have to actively, like, in other words, I think more people just get a job in a company and then start to realize, oh no, this company's sick, versus, oh, hey, we were healthy. And then all of a sudden something changed, and you have to actively act against that sickness to become less dysfunctional.
That is really interesting. That is really interesting, Cody. I think as individuals, God makes us to naturally heal. Mm-hmm. But when you put a bunch of human beings in an organization and just let them bounce off each other, and you don't do the very intentional things to stay healthy, I think the inertia takes you toward sickness.
Right.
And I think that's an interesting understanding, is that if we just float down the river as an organization and don't do the things to stay healthy, we will get sick.
Right.
And so that it's even more important that we're very intentional about staying healthy as an organization.
Well, I think it points to a specific mindset that we've adopted, that I don't know that the larger corporate culture has adopted. Like, when we talk about, hey, work is, you know, when your dad said, hey, if they wouldn't call it work if it were fun, you know? And there is a mentality out there that is like, well, companies are just dysfunctional. Like, whereas we tend to think of our own personal bodies like, oh, well, we're intended to be healthy. I'm not sure so many people have actually come to that conclusion in terms of the corporate culture is like, actually, this is sort of intended to be this way, that they kind of accept it. And only on the other side, once you've worked at a company or been in a culture that was healthy, and then you go to a company that's unhealthy, that's when you realize, oh my goodness, there's something different out there.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
In fact, that's how we should want it to be. Mm-hmm. So what's the benefit of an organization getting sick? One is to realize you're not perfect, mm-hmm, and to accept that. It's humbling. Two, to realize that when we get better, we're going to really appreciate that. And, you know, throughout the 25 years of the Table Group, we've had moments of sickness more than, you know, as much as anybody else. And when you get through it, you just go, I really, really don't want to go back to that again.
Yeah.
And I want to appreciate every day of being a healthy organization. Sometimes I get caught up in thinking about, well, what's the end game here? Is it at the end of the year, our numbers, or what are we going to accomplish? The benefits of just having a healthy organization and just walking in the door in the morning and knowing that people are going to be honest with each other and it's not political and mm-hmm. you're working together, that is the reward.
Yeah.
I honestly think sometimes I don't appreciate being healthy. I think health is just the absence of being sick. Whereas I want to start walking down the street more and just saying, thank you, God, that I'm not sick right now. And I get to walk down the street healthy.
Yeah.
So, and as an organization, I'm learning to appreciate the health of our culture more and more today.
There's a lot of parallels here. Like one of the things that also, that sort of makes sense in both the personal health and the corporate health side is, you talk about this when we talk about conflict, is after you've torn a muscle, you know, after you've been sick, your immune system recognizes the virus, you know, and fights it off in the future.
Amazing.
And corporately, after you've gone through something that's unhealthy or a cultural moment that was dangerous or unhealthy, like when you get to the other side, you have this sort of corporate immune system that's like recognizes it a little faster and says, oh, we can get through this. And I think that there's a lot to learn from our own bodies in terms of corporate life, which is, hey, when we diagnose, first of all, the preventative health thing is amazing, right? Like, mm-hmm. hey, we're kind of, our business is actually in the preventative health movement around organizations, which right. is, hey, if you do these four disciplines, if you create a cohesive team at the leadership team, if you create clarity, you over-communicate clarity, and you reinforce clarity, that is the best way to get healthy.
Right.
So the preventative side, but then on the crisis side, like on the, let's say you read The Advantage and you call because your corporate culture or whatever your company is unhealthy, it's the same treatment, you know, it's like, go ahead and do this.
Right. You know, Cody, I love this because we're talking about a lot of things. You know, we put some stuff on the whiteboard here, but we're talking about a lot of things we didn't plan on. And something just occurred to me as I was listening to you, and that is that, so when an organization gets sick, a little or a lot, how do they come out of that? And thinking about my own experience of being sick recently, I think it parallels that. And the first thing you have to do is say, I'm sick. Mm-hmm. And it's really common for organizations to go, no, I don't think I'm sick. I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
And even when I got sick, you know, Matt here had COVID for 3 days and was fine. So after my first 2 days, I came back and I worked from home and I overdid it.
Yep.
And I was not ready. And it set me back at least another week. I know it. And I needed to go, no, I am sick and I need to recover and I'm not going to just push through this. And so that's the first thing. We have to give ourselves permission to say we are sick as an organization. We are. We're just in that situation right now. Second, we have to avoid forcing the recovery faster than we want to.
Yeah.
It's so common for leaders to go, hey, yeah, we're sick. Things are a little dysfunctional right now, but here, we're going to fix it in the next few days. And here's what we're going to do. And it only makes it worse because sometimes you got to set the leg and let it heal. Mm-hmm. And it's so common for leaders to feel really guilty when their organization gets a little unhealthy and they try to speed the recovery process faster than it can. And sometimes you have to sit with being sick for a while and go, this is going to take a while. And then the last thing is that we tend to, as leaders, think, well, I can do this on my own.
Right.
And I know that like when I get sick, I got to go, I need a doctor. I need my wife. I need my family. I need friends. We cannot fix our organizations on our own. That's what it means to be a team. And we have to look at the people on the team and say, hey, if I could fix this on my own, I would have.
Yeah.
And so sometimes as leaders, we have to be humble enough to let other people play a part in that.
I think all three of those are great. I want to especially emphasize number one, because there's so many leaders out there and organizations who are unwilling to just call a spade and say, hey, we have a dysfunctional culture.
Yeah.
They want to distract with growth or a new vision or something else. And it takes so much humility and so much courage for a leader to sit down and say, we need help.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're a founder and there's so much pride in the fact of like, boy, how did we even get to this place? But when a leader is humble enough to say, we're sick, and we need, I mean, that's the old adage is like only the people who call the doctor get well. The first step of that is just saying, hey, this isn't what we want it to be. We got to get better.
You know, Cody, a football story. This is the week leading up to the Super Bowl. And years ago, I had an NFL head coach call me and say, hey, Pat, we've got some dysfunction on on our team. And so I want you to work with our coaches. So he organized me to come speak to his coaches, the whole coaching staff at this hotel, at a ballroom and everything else. But the owner found out we were going to do that and canceled it. And he said, you guys can't do that. And he said, why? And he goes, because we don't want people to think something's wrong.
Right.
It's like, well, something is wrong.
Right.
But he's like, no. He didn't want to say, yeah, we're sick. Let's bring in a doctor.
Yeah.
And it was such a classic example. It's one I haven't thought of in years. But the first step is going, I'm sick. I'll admit it to other people. You can probably tell I look like crap.
I know.
And I'm going to need some help.
When it goes back to something I hear you say in your speech around vulnerability is like, if the leader's not willing, you know, you say about the old adage, like, don't let them see you sweat, is sort of the way that leaders approach their leadership is like, oh, I just need to be solid and like a rock on a foundational rock. And instead, the answer is when you say that is like, actually, all the people on your team already know you're sweating before right. you say it. Everyone in your organization already knows it's unhealthy before you're willing to say it. And
exactly.
So you might as well be the person that says, hey, I see it. I know you see it. Let's go ahead and tackle this. Let's take this on. Let's get healthy.
You know, we were just talking to somebody today, Cody, and we were talking about some things that had happened in one part of our organization. And she was like, wow, to hear you guys describe that, the vulnerability there and the openness about what went on, that really helps me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you guys were so aware of that. And so sometimes we hesitate to make it clear that we know what's going on. You know, I was just thinking about this. How do we know when we're sick? Like, what are the symptoms? I know what the symptoms I had that made me think I was sick. But I think that when morale goes down, and I think when politics creep up, there's a lot more like unhealthy, unclean conflict. And when good people start to leave or to check out,
that's a good one.
Those are really important symptoms to go, hey, I think we're sick.
Yeah.
And it's so tempting though, to ignore those things and to write every one of them off. Like, no, that's not a cough. That's not a cough. You know, I just had something to
do. Oh, that just happens. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to just double down. You know, as we're having this conversation and going back to sort of the personal point, which is it occurred to me that when we have the idea that we have empathy for people who are hurting when we're sick is great, is true.
Right.
And it occurred to me that this is sort of the reason our company got started is because you went and got a job or a couple jobs that were in unhealthy cultures. And you said, and you thought about your dad coming home and feeling frustrated.
Yeah.
And so it was out of this empathy that you said, I want to start a company that focuses on the people side of the organization. I want to help companies get well. And I think people should be able to go to work and be utilized and dignified in what they do. So I want to start I find that really interesting that it was out of empathy that this even started.
And had I never experienced my dad's sickness with his job and the first two jobs I had where the cultures were pretty sick and not in sick, like my son, Matthew, things like that's sick, but they weren't very healthy, that if I hadn't had that, I wouldn't have gotten into this field.
Yeah.
And so you're right. And by the way, I'm empathic for other organizations that are unhealthy because I know it's not like, I can't judge them. My own organization has been unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, we all go through this. And so I guess the message we want to send to people today is it's okay to be sick. It's not fun. Good things can come out of it, but embrace the positive parts of it and allow yourself to heal.
Yeah.
So really that's kind of the message we want to send people.
Definitely. And I think it's also, you know, all those things you laid out. Bo, when we were brainstorming this, he had a really great quote. He said, we weren't meant to live in a bacteria-free world. Yeah. As human beings, we weren't. And our organizations live in all sorts of worlds where bacteria and politics and conflict all can messy. Be negative and messy. But on the other side of that, it's wonderful. And there's a lot of benefits.
Yep. Work through that. Recover. And to all those people suffering from sickness of any kind, God bless you. And thank you for joining us on this. And we'll look forward to talking to you the next time on At the Table. God bless.